Welcome, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for 10th and Main Public Infrastructure District this Thursday, November 13th at 1:06 p.m. For purposes of the audio recording, let's do a roll call and introduction. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco, and Tom Jolly's paralegal.
Justin Kimball, I'm a board member.
Ryan Kimball, I'm a board member.
Jade Peterson, board member.
And Amanda Castle, here for accounting from Pinnacle Consulting Group.
Thank you. We're just going to follow our agenda. The first item is a consent item to approve the draft minutes of the November 4th board meeting. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the November 4th, 2024 board meeting. Does the board have any questions about the minutes?
No.
Okay. We are then ready to have a motion to adopt the minutes of the November 4th, 2024 board meeting.
I'll make that motion to adopt the minutes.
I'll second.
So we have, I think it was Kimball who made the motion, but the second by Ryan Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Jade, we didn't hear from you.
Sorry, I forgot to mute. Aye.
Great. So motion does pass. As we have a quorum of the board present with three votes out of the five. We'll next move to our action item, which is consider adoption of the tentative operating debt service and capital budgets for the calendar years 2024 and calendar year 2025, and to set a public hearing. We do have Amanda from Pinnacle with us today that prepared the budgets. I'm going to turn the time over her to walk the board through them.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So we have prepared for the board's consideration the tentative budgets for 2024 and 2025. When we look at the budget as anticipated for 2024 in the general fund, we are anticipating expenditures of $17,003. We've got legal at $10,000, accounting and finance at $2,000, and the remainder in relative insurance expenditures. When we move along to the debt service fund, we are showing proceeds from the issuance of bonds in the amount of $9.5 million. That is then equitably offset by the cost of issuance and a transfer to the capital fund. There is an amount remaining that is relative to the necessary capitalized interest and the debt service reserve, which will leave $1.6 million in the debt service fund balance as of the end of the year. We then move along to the capital projects fund, and the district is showing that transfer of capital outlay, the transfer from the debt service of $7,379,000 offset to the cost of capital outlay. The state doesn't allow for any amendments to the budget after year end, so we just captured full use of those proceeds in 2024. And then if necessary in 2025, if there are proceeds remaining, we'll just capture the rest of those in the 2025 budget during that calendar year. But just wanted to make sure that we were able to capture anything we could this year. Are there any questions on 2024? Okay, hearing none, I'll quickly review 25 for you. So in 2025, the general fund is anticipating $61,500 of expenditures offset by developer advances. Those are administrative in nature. So legal at $40,000, Pinnacle at $12,000. You have an audit required, so we budgeted $6,000 for that, and the remainder is insurance expenses. When we look at the debt service fund, the debt service is anticipated to earn some interest income on the funding or money sitting in our reserve. We will then utilize that reserve balance to pay the interest on the 2024 series bonds in an amount of $476,000. leaving ending fund balance of $1,169,000 in 2025. We haven't yet budgeted anything for capital in 2025. As previously stated, we captured all of the capital outlay expenses in 2024 to maintain compliance, not have to look at another amendment through the year. Having said that, we may need to amend 2025 during the 2025 calendar year if there are any proceeds remaining. If there are any questions, I would be happy to answer them.
I don't have any. Thank you, Amanda. That was helpful. You're
welcome. Yeah.
Okay, if there are no further questions, do we have a motion approving the 2024 and 2025 tentative budgets for 10th and Main Public Infrastructure District and setting a public hearing to take public comment on the budgets?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I can second it.
So the motion was made by Ryan Kimball with a second by, we didn't see who made that.
Jade Peterson.
Jade did. Thank you. Second by Jade. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion does pass by a quorum of the board, 3 out of the 5 members attending.
And Tom, we do have Vic on the phone from my end. He's just on speaker in my office now. So.
Oh, okay, great. Hello, Vic. So, Ashley, so we do have, so it's on the record, we do have a meeting and public hearing set to adopt the final budgets on December
16th at 1 p.m.
So on December 16th at 1 p.m. And I believe that's the day right before our closing. So let's move on to our next item, which is consider approval of the proposal and or engagement agreement from the Connection Group for engineering services and authorizing the district chair to sign. I thought maybe Chase or Barrett would be on the line today to explain their engagement letter. But essentially, as we've talked before, the district needs to have a district engineer to help with applications and requests for reimbursement and provide their certification that everything's in order on the application and the costs are eligible certified district costs. And I do know that Barrett Morocco did send this over to the board. It was part of the board packet as well, right, Ashley?
Correct.
So anyway, the reason I think it's important that we get a district engineer on board sooner rather than later, it's my understanding that that the board wants to concurrently with closing receive a reimbursement. So the district engineer would have to get all the paperwork processed before closing in order for that to happen. So I'm just going to open it up to the board to see if they want to approve of this proposal and engagement letter from Barrett and the Connection Group today or postpone that.
Yeah, let's postpone that if you're okay. I was talking to Sam about that. He was going to give me some additional information. But if we can delay that till the next meeting, I'd appreciate it.
Vic, I think that works. Other than the fact that if the district wants to receive funds from the bond closing on the 17th, but hasn't engaged the engineer to provide their services and the certification that's needed for the trustee to release those funds until the 16th, that it's just not enough time. So maybe what we do today is authorize the district chair to review and discuss that proposal with Barrett. And then if he so elects, he can sign it and then we can ratify that action at the next meeting.
Perfect. That's great. Let's do that.
Okay, so do we have a motion to authorize the district chair to review and discuss the proposal of the connection group? And if so, decided he can sign it and we can ratify it at the next board meeting.
Yes.
Is there a motion so stated?
Yeah, Vic made that motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, so we have the motion by Vic Kimball with a second by, I believe that was Jade.
Justin.
Justin. Sorry, it's not showing up on our...
I know, it's hard with us being on the same phone, but...
Yep. On our screen. So all in favor say aye or yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Perfect. The motion passes with 4 out of the 5 board members present and participating today. I think we can now move on to... see, what was the other one? Oh, the other consent item was to consider authorizing the district chair to request proposals from qualified municipal advisors with respect to the district bonds and to authorize the district chair to select and sign a proposal from such qualified advisor. So as you guys know, the governing document of the district contemplates the possibility of engaging a municipal advisor. This action item that we're taking today authorizes the district chair to request proposals from qualified municipal advisors select one, and authorizing the district chair to sign if one is selected. Are there any questions about this action?
No.
Great. Do we have a motion authorizing the district chair to request proposals for qualified municipal advisors to provide services to the district and to authorize the district chair to select and sign such a proposal?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that. This is Ryan. So,
great, thanks. So we have the motion by Justin Kimball with a second by Ryan Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by board members that are participating. And the motion passes. Do we have any other items that you would want to bring up before the board today?
I don't.
Seeing none. I think we can, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second. Yeah, there you go.
So I believe that motion was made by Justin Kimball with a second by... No.
Vic.
Okay, so we had the motion made by Vic Kimball with a second by Justin Kimball. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. A motion passes 4 out of the 5 board members. We stand adjourned until the next board meeting. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you participating.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.